Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you have not been with us, then let me inform you that on our Friday nights for several weeks now, I guess months would be a better way to say it, we've been on the subject of healing. And we believe very strongly around here that God still heals. Anybody with me on that? You know, I had the privilege of working in healing school at Dr. Kenneth Hagin's ministry for years. And the Word works in you not just suddenly and dramatically, but also gradually. And I have seen, so sometimes folk haven't realized that they are limited and hindered by decades and really centuries of wrong thinking and wrong believing. And just because you hear something one time that's different from what you've heard all your life doesn't mean you automatically embrace it and believe it. But if you'll just keep hearing and just keep hearing, faith comes. Amen. By hearing. And you just keep hearing, you know, you heard more than one testimony about how somebody, you know, just realized it'd been a long time since they'd had that symptom. Wasn't a spectacular, dramatic thing, but they just realized, well, man, I've gone for days and hadn't hurt. Amen. Well, I've gone for weeks and hadn't had those symptoms. That's happening in this church.
Yes.
I said, that's happening in this church.
Right.
And if you've had a problem, it's supposed to be happening in you. And it will if you'll receive it.
Yes.
If you'll believe it. But you got to stay after it. I said, you got to stay after it. And if you've had a problem in your body, man, you ought to be here anyway, but you ought to be here with bells on every Friday night.
Amen.
Amen. And there's some of our folk that haven't seen, I think, the value of this. And if you can help them out. Say, hey, where were you on Friday night? Especially if they've got a physical problem that they've been dealing with. Say, hey, you know, why aren't you there? Because just because you're here a time or two doesn't mean you've got it. I've seen people who've heard the same thing. I mean, heard it for years and then come to me and say, man, I got it this morning. Got what? Well, they'd heard me teach that same series for five times, but they heard it. Yeah, I mean, understand you can hear and not hear. But one way to overcome that is just keep hearing. Just keep hearing it. Just make up your mind. I'm going to stay with it till I get it. And God's for you and he'll help you. So we've been teaching a series called Receiving and Ministering Healing. And what we've done is gone to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and looked at the individual cases of people healed under Jesus' ministry, because we know that's the best example you can find. Jesus ministering healing to people. Nobody's going to do it any better than him. And we said there are about 19, well, I added one last week, and so 20 individual cases of healing recorded into the ministry of Jesus. Now, a lot more people than that got healed, but only about 20 that we're told what was wrong with them and how they came to Jesus, what they said and did, and how Jesus ministered to them, how they received their healing or how they were healed. And so we looked at number 20 last week. Malchus' ear was sliced off by one of the disciples, whom John told us was Peter. And Jesus healed that man who was out to get him and hurt him, his enemy. Jesus healed him. Hallelujah. If Jesus would heal his enemy, certainly he'd heal his friends and his believers. Amen. His own children. Thank God he does and he will. Well, you know, people say different things and say, well, yeah, but you know, that was just Jesus. You know, I mean, he could do that. But I want you to turn to the book of Acts, the first chapter and the first verse. You understand that the Holy Spirit gave this book we call the Acts of the Apostles. That's a name men gave to it. Really, it doesn't just record acts of apostles. It also records acts of prophets, acts of evangelists, acts of lay people, like Ananias. Ananias was not an apostle or prophet or evangelist. You'd have to add to the Bible to say he was even a minister. But the record tells about how God appeared to him and ministered to him. He went and ministered to Saul. So things like that are recorded in addition to Acts of Apostles. I think a good name would be Acts of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Through the church. Because it's a wide array of things recorded. And the way it starts out, it says, "The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus." Now, this is Dr. Luke, writing by the Holy Ghost, and he's referring to what we call the gospel account of Luke. He said, "I told you in the former treatise of all that Jesus," what? You ought to underline that word. "Of all that Jesus," what? "Finished." What? "All that Jesus began both to do and to teach." Now, what does that let you know? He's about to write something else here, isn't he? Would it be fair to say that this is a continuation? That the book of Acts is a continuation of the works of Jesus? Even though he's not in the earth, is he continuing to work through his Spirit and through his church? Amen. Thank God, yes. We see about people healed in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Many people healed. Do we see people healed in the book of Acts? Yes, thank God. What does that mean? Means it didn't pass away when Jesus left the earth. Means that healing continues. Jesus didn't just heal to prove his divinity, to prove his deity. He didn't just heal to prove that he's the Son of God, because if that's all healing was for, then it would have ceased when he left. But it continues. Amen. I said it continues. Amen. In the book of Acts. And what is the book of Acts? You do understand the book of Acts is still being written?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Why? Because this is a record of the acts of the Holy Spirit in the church. Well, the church still exists. The Holy Spirit's still here. I don't know what chapter you and I are in now. It'd be way on down the line. But chapter 4,000 or 23,000. Huh? God is still moving. Is it true that everything we read in the book of Acts should still be happening in the church today? That this is a virtual blueprint of what should be happening in and through and by the church. And of everything that Jesus said and did was not the end. He didn't finish up something. He started something. So what does it mean when he said it is finished? That's paying the price for our sins. Redemptive work is finished, but his ministry work continues. He continues through the church. You and I are part of the church. He continues through you and I. So I thought it fitting that we continue our study. Amen. On receiving and ministering healing. And we jump in the book of Acts. And we see how people got healed in the church. Amen. Because it ought to still be happening just like that today. And you know, you don't get many chapters into the book of Acts until you see spectacular healings. All you got to do is go chapter 1, 2, and then there you are. In the first couple of verses of chapter 3, we're seeing healings. So let's look at it. Chapter 3. Acts 3 and verse 1. This is the account of the healing of the man at the gate Beautiful. And it is a wonderful account. In verse 1. Now Peter and John. Well, let's pray before we read that. Father, thank you for your holy written word. Thank you for the Holy Spirit whom you've sent to indwell us, to be our guide and teacher and helper. Open our eyes to see good things from your word, we pray. Our ears to hear and our heart to understand. Give us revelation of truth that makes free. Give us answers to questions, solutions to problems and direction, light that makes us free. And we'll not be hearers only, but doers and act on what you show us. And we know as we do, we will be blessed, for you're faithful to watch over your word and perform it in the lives of those who believe it and do it. Amen. Verse 1, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed to them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? Get up and walk. Rise and walk. Where have we heard that before? We've been camping out for months in these kind of things, right? We've heard this before. Rise. Take up your bed and go. Who does that sound like? Sounds just like Jesus, doesn't it? Well, you'll hear about that some more in a minute. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Glory to God. Something miraculous happened here, didn't it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if you'd have been close by, if you'd have heard popping and snapping or some such thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something miraculous happened in this man's feet and ankles. How many believe it happened just like we're reading it here?
Yes.
Amen.
This is not somebody's theory or fairy tale or idea. There was a certain man. He was like this. And this happened to his feet and his ankles. Who did this for him? The Lord did. Is he still doing things like this? How many believe miracles just like this can still happen? Amen. You got to be a believer.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Lame Man at the Gate Beautiful, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1114. That's R1114. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.